الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم انا نسألك الشوق الى لقائك. هو الله انت الشمس التي مثلي ومدير ذلك، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم في العالمين. يا مسلم the subject of this khutbah is the sweetness of faith, halawa al-iman, and how to find it. The message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith related by Imam Ahmad and Tirmidhi taught us a dua. And in the end of the dua, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّا حَقْ فَدْرِسُوهَا وَعَلِّمُوهَا. It is true. Learn it and teach it to others. What is the dua that the Messenger of Allah is telling us? It is true and is commanding us to learn it and teach it to others. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وأسألك حبه وحب من يحبه وحب كل عمل يقربني إلى حبه. أنا والله I ask you love and the love of everyone who loves you and the love of every action, every deed that will bring me closer to your love. The love of Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leads us to the sweetness of truth. In the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ عَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Three things, if they are found in one person, he will taste the sweetness of faith. And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. The first is for Allah and His Messenger to be beloved to Him than anything else and anyone else. وَيُحِبَ الْمَرْءُ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And to love the person only for the sake of Allah. Not because he's handsome or she's cute, not because they have so much money or the same with rent. No. They love that person only for the sake of Allah. وَيَكْرَهَا يَعُودَ كُتُبْ بَعْدَ يَنْقَضَهُ اللَّهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهَا أَيُّقُضِفَا فِي النَّارِ. And to dislike to go back to Kuf as much as he dislike to be thrown in Hellfire. The love of Allah Almighty and the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is core to finding the sweetness of this. The love of Allah Almighty is mentioned a number of times in the Quran. A very important verse in Surah Al-Tawbah, verse 24, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وجهاد في سبيله فطر وقصر حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. A very important verse in the Quran, very important. Say, if your parents your children, your brothers, your spouses, your tribe, your family, the money that you earn, the business that you affect will go bankrupt. The houses that you like to yourself is more beloved to Allah and His Messenger and striving in His cause than with. This is a because quite often we ask ourselves and we ask others if you have to make a decision, do I go this way or this way? This way in which the love of Allah Almighty and His Messenger is known. And the other way which is in which the love of Allah and His Messenger is not true. Do I marry the person that I know will increase my iman, will give me closer to Allah Almighty, or the American person who I know might get me closer to the love of Allah and His Messenger? Do I sign this business deal which I know is Islamic and halal, or do I sign this business deal which I know is questionable? And quite often we try to find excuses or ask someone that will give us a second opinion to justify the decision already known. The decision is simple. The love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes first. Before our parents, before our sins. Before our spouses, before our spouses. Before the houses that we work so hard to acquire and remodel. Before our tribe and our families. Quite often we hear, I'm an Arab first in a Muslim sense. I'm an Afghani first in a Muslim sense. No. We are Muslim first, Muslim second, Muslim third. The law of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes first. The law of Allah and His Messenger is also mentioned in the Sunnah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. I swear by Allah, none of you will truly believe the iman is not complete until the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to him than his parents, his children, and everyone else. And when Umar came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam voluntarily on his own, وَاللَّهِ لَأَنْتَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا نَفْسِي. I swear by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than anything else and anyone else, except my own nafs, my own soul. Look at the honesty of Umar and his book with the Messenger of Allah. He's putting everything on him, including the fact that he loves himself more than he loves the Messenger of Allah. Look at the transparency and the honesty. The Messenger of Allah told Umar, La ya Umar. حتى أكون أحب إليك من نفسي. وعمر no. You will not be until I am the Messenger of Allah is more beloved to you than your own soul, your own nafs. عمر رضي الله عنه could not say, "Come ask my wife. Let me make استخارة." We don't make استخارة for the love of Allah. He says, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, I swear by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than my own nafs. And the Messenger of Allah says, Umar, and Ana ya Umar. Now, that's your man. The love of Allah and His Messenger of Allah is part of making our iman. The love of Allah and His Messenger is also mentioned in the Tahar. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu makes dua in the Tahar Marwa أيتين اللهم اجعلني ممن يحبك ويحب رسلك ويحب عبادك الصالحين. اللهم احبني اليك اللهم احبني اليك والى ملائكتك والى رسلك والى عبادك الصالحين. ان هو بك الدعاء والله من منظور الله بيك الله بالمسنجر الله يرشح سبب انا علي رضي الله عنه مثل دعاء ومثل تواطر عن كعبة المسير لا اله الا هو نعم الرب ونعم الاله تحبه واخشى. There's no God but Allah, He is the best Lord, the best God. I love Him and I fear Him. The Lord of Allah Almighty is tied very closely to the Lord of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a very beautiful verse in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say to all of you, if you claim to love Allah, I also love Allah, who are you. فَاتَّبِعُونِي follow the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and Allah will love. This verse takes the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from something we talk about, something we write, we read in the books, to something very practical that each one of us can take personally. How to achieve the love of Allah Almighty by following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very kind, very merciful with us. His obedience or his following is not a zero line. It is 100% or 0%. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Whatever I have commanded you to do, not do all of it. Do as much of it as you can. Some of us will do all of it. Some of us will do part of it. Some of us in certain occasions, certain situations, certain days, certain years, will do a lot more than other days, or other years, or other situations. The main thing is, we'll do as much of it as we can. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah as much as possible. وَمَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. But when it comes to things that we are forbidden to do, and are very few, then there is no compromise. No second opinion, no giving another chance, no after hajj or stop doing it, no inshallah, no. Do as much of the commandment as we can. The things that we are forbidden to do, we stop doing it. How do we acquire the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Reciting the Quran with others. مَنْ طَرَّهُ أَنْ يُحِبَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَلْيَقْرَأْ فِي الْمُصْحَفِ. In the hadith, whoever wants to love Allah and His Messenger, let him read the Quran. And if we truly read the Quran with understanding, the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter our hearts. Within the Quran, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عَبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَلِيبٌ. If your servant asks you about me or Muhammad, say I'm closer to them. Make us smart, make us very happy. But Allah Almighty is only a prayer, a dua. We don't have to go on top of a mountain or take a special bath in a special river or pay someone or confess. No. It's between us and Allah Almighty. We're just a short dua. Reading the Quran with understanding will make us love Allah. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُ. And Allah accepted their repentance so they can repent. Now, this verse is not that verse. We say we repent, then Allah will accept our repentance. the verse is saying, Allah accepted the repentance so we can repent. The man who feels guilty about what was done wrong and we intend to repent to Allah Almighty is that accepted. This verse alone, if you read with understanding, then the love of Allah and His Messenger will enter our hearts. How do we achieve the love of Allah and His Messenger? By doing the nafs. There is far that we do, there is also the nafs that we can do. ولا يزال عبدي أتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. And my servant will continue to be closer to me by doing the nafs. Until I want it. Doing the nafs, which is up to everyone. Sometimes we will, sometimes we will not. The more nafs we do, the closer we get to Allah Almighty. And the closer we get to Allah Almighty, the more Allah Almighty will want. How do we achieve the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? By thinking about the qualities of Allah, the attributes, and the sunnah. In the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he appointed an emir over a group of people. And they were crowded. And every time the emir leads the prayer, he recites Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Imagine you're feeling that every time you praise Jama'ah behind the Imam, they start, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. So they complain to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is reciting the same surah every single time. Not just the same surah, it's a very short surah. And look how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with this one. He told them, سلوه لأي شيء يصنع ذلك. Ask him, why is he doing that? Why is he reciting the same story every time? Look at the Messenger of Allah and how he's advising us how to solve a complaint. If someone complains to us about something, we go tell other people, we write emails, flyers, denounce this person. And the last thing we do is to talk to that person himself. We talk to everybody else. Except the person who is the source of the complaint. A brother was telling me, did he hear what so and so said in the khutbah? I was not there. Talk to him. If you have an issue with me, talk to me. Don't talk behind my back. If you have an issue with any brother or any sister, talk to your brother directly, your sister directly. That's the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talk to that person directly. Ask him, why is he reciting the same sunnah over and over? تَلُوهُ لَأَيْهِ شَيْءِ أَصْلَى ذَيْهِ. The man said, لَأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَنِ. I recite the same surah over and over again because it is the quality of Allah in the nation. Talk about the moments of Allah. So the Messenger of Allah said, أخبروه أن الله يحب. Let him know that Allah loves him. Thinking about the qualities of Allah Almighty makes us love Allah Almighty. So many qualities. Allah Almighty is Allah Almighty, the Forgiver. Think about this. How do I forgive other people? Not all, rather, how do I forgive? Not thinking how to retaliate, not thinking how to inflict more damage. No. Al-Rahim, to forgive. Only then we realize the love of Allah. Al-Mu'ti, the giver. And the more we give, the more closer we get to the love of Allah Almighty. Al-Shakur, the more we thank people for any favor they do us. Muslims and Muslims. The more we appreciate the ni'mah of Allah. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who love Him, love His Messenger, and love every person who loves Allah Almighty. And we ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who love every action, every deed, that will get us closer to the love of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. قل ان كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. سيدي كلين صلاه الله المايتي قول ذا مسنجر صلى الله عليه وسلم ان الله عبد الله. Loving Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make us taste the sweetness of taste, halawat al-Iman. We acquire the love of Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by reciting the Qur'an with understanding, by doing the nafs more often, by thinking about the qualities of Allah Almighty and implementing them in our lives, in our actions, in our lives, by appreciating every ni'mah that Allah Almighty has given us. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Any ni'mah, any blessing that you have is from Allah Almighty. And quite often we think about the ni'mah that we do not have. We never talk about the ni'mah that we have. Allah has given us health, clean water, clean air, a safe place to pray in. We don't think about that. We think about how come I do not have a car like him, how come I do not have a bigger house, how come his wife is more beautiful than my wife, how come his husband. We never think about the ni'mah that Allah has given. وَأَكْبَرَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. He has given you so many ni'mah. Some are very obvious that we think about, and some are hidden. There's so many hidden ni'mah Allah has given. The air will breathe. None of us here is with a machine next to him to breathe for. None of us is being threatened. None of us has someone walking after him looking to harm him. None of us has to walk 2 miles to get clean water. We don't think about this now. Thinking about the ni'mah of Allah Almighty, being grateful to Allah Almighty for his given us, will make us love Allah Almighty. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbu wa hubbu la yuhibbu وحب كل عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل معنا هذا جمعا معصوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم هذا الدعاء منك إجابة، اللهم هذا الجهد عليك كفلان، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وأقم الصلاة.